Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, folks, don't forget, it's game day, but anytime you're looking to pull the trigger to get some, really get a partner in what you're trying to achieve financially, know that Royal Banks is there for you with 11 locations, and each one feels like your neighborhood bank, and it's easy to get on board. 314-212-1500, of course, to their terrific website, royalbanksofmo.com. From a new mortgage, refi, home equity credit line, all the way down to a brand new checking account where you get to pick your rewards, Royal Banks is the place to go. Royal Banks, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Score prediction tonight, boys. We got just a moment, so we don't get to justify why or what, but what's the score?
3-2 Blues.
2-1 Blues.
4-2 Bruins.
Gosh. Rock?
3-2 Blues.
I like it. All right. Hey, mark your calendars. Next Teammate Live will be taking place on Thursday, July 25th at Hot Shots off Dorset, brought to you by Bud Light. There will be some great giveaways as well as food and drink specials. Hot Shots off of Dorset.
Are you mocking me?
Hot Shots off of Dorset, located at 12664 Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. That's Teammate Live, brought to you by Bud Light. Hey, Paul DeJong just hit a home run, everybody. Two-run shot. Way to go. Ninth home run this season.
If he gets hot, here we go again.
Oh, and as Doug Vaughn would say, if we could just get hot, we can win this, baby. And that's what we're going to talk about with Chris Kerber here. And it was already spoken about previewing tonight's game against the Boston Bruins.
Get off the air, TJ.
Good night, everybody.
Let's head to Boston right now. Ship up to Boston. Charlie Marlowe, Jim here. Brian Hoffman, Darren Atkins, the Peoria Plowboy, talking over with the voice of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Kerber, who's up there in Beantown. Kerbs, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great. How are you today?
We are doing fantastic. So I guess the big news 20, 30 minutes ago that Chara out there on the ice. Kind of give us the pulse of the morning skate for the Bruins.
Guys, if we had done this interview yesterday, you would have heard me say it would shock me if he doesn't play. He's just a worry. He's a battler. And reading between the lines, and this is the difference between reading a quote in the paper or online and actually listening and being there where you can read the face of the coach and stuff like that. I walked away from the press conference yesterday thinking that Zdeno Chara was going to play today, and to see him out there, I'm not at all surprised. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, and there was no way at 42 years of age, unless he was concussed, that he was missing this. So I know they'll check his comfort level. I guess there's always a chance, but I right now fully expect him and Grizzlick in the lineup. I would anticipate the Boston Bruins dressing seven defensemen. At least it makes the most logical sense right now based on some lineup speculation. And then you pull out, either David Backes, maybe Jake DeBrusque along those lines. I don't see them pulling out one of the guys on the bottom set, to be honest with you, because they've just been very effective in this series. And they can turn around and double shift a Marchand. They can double shift a Pasternak. Now, you're less likely to double shift a Marchand because he's a penalty killer. Pasternak is not. So Pasternak can absorb some of more of those minutes, but I'm kind of anticipating, at least if I had to put some money on it now, that you're looking, and they did not skate today, that you're looking at a situation of 7D and DeBrusque or Backes out for Boston.
And Kerbs, in terms of Chara, before we move on to other things, a 70% Chara is better than anything they would put in there anyway.
Yeah, keep something in mind though, Jim. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you are talking about a guy that's that's in the twilight, obviously, if not really closer to the sunset of his career at 42. Although I still think he can play. Mm-hmm. He's still one of their most effective penalty killers, which is really important, you know. But the Blues are going to have to continue to get in on much to what you guys were talking about before pulling me on. The Blues have to play their same game, and it really just doesn't. I mean, it is truly the cliche of it doesn't matter what the other team is doing in terms of how we need to play. There is one style of play for the St. Louis Blues that's effective. That is straight line north-south, get in on the forecheck, grind it down low, and force the puck to the front of the net. And how you get there, how you do it, yeah, there's different strategic things you can do. How you defend in your own end, that's another strategic thing you can do. But in terms of that style of play, if they do that, they can be effective. If they don't, they lose. It's just that simple.
Kerbs, you were talking about potentially the Bruins double shifting some of their top guys like Marchand and Pasternak. How do you think the Blues have done such a good job of keeping those guys in check? And I'm just thinking, if as a Blues fan, you got to be worried that at some point in one of these games, that top line is finally going to go off, or maybe not because the Blues strategy is so strong against them. What have they done to really keep those guys in check?
Well, listen, I think, and I think numbers back this up. I think success backs this up, but I think the St. Louis Blues have been the best 5-on-5 team out of the 16 that made the playoffs this year in the National Hockey League. While the Winnipeg Jets did have some success, but for the most part, the Blues did a pretty doggone good job of keeping Scheifele and Wheeler in check. You know, they picked up those 5 points early, and then things slowed down. Then in the next game series, they did the same thing with Benn and Sagan. And then in the next series, outside of that, really that first game, maybe the first two games of that series, after that, everything slowed down with Couture and Meyer. So the Blues have been very effective against the other team's top lines. You have to give the forwards credit for putting the backside pressure on. Right now you're seeing most of those minutes going head-to-head with Parayko and Bouwmeester, and those guys have just been outstanding and terrific. So that's the case. And then what you're hoping is that you can keep those guys in check, and then your depth are going to have to win some of the battles. Well, in the games that each team has won in this series, you know, they've done that. Now the Blues top line has been able to find some success, you know, and that's what's tipped the scales here a little bit. And so even though you look at all that and then you look at momentum and you look at how both teams have played, holy smokes, both teams are still going, yeah, but we're still tied 2-2. I mean, both teams are going in with the same scenario, like this is zero, and we win tonight. You've got a big series lead going into game six.
That's the interesting part about this whole conversation. I mean, Blues fans right now are feeling confident. You win the last game, and you like the way you've been beating up on the opponent. From the Bruins side, Curbs, what do they get going that causes the Blues problems outside of, we can say, special teams in the power play, but when they're on 5-on-5, what will they do or try to do tonight differently to, you know, kind of combat what the Blues have been doing?
Well, same thing that the St. Louis Blues are doing, except I think the St. Louis Blues are better in terms of finishing the check and wearing them down. Now, that said, the Boston Bruins yesterday in practice were working on a drill, and I think it was a very specific battle drill that you're going to see this play happen in the game. If you picture the hash marks in the offensive zone, all right, they sent the puck from there to a player that was kind of down low in the corner to behind the net. Now, if you imagine the player that's on the hash marks battling a defenseman or a forward back checking on him, and then their other player down low behind the net, they rim the puck to them. That player on the wall then curls off the check, gets his feet moving forward, and flies right to the front of the net for a one-touch pass in front of the net on either side of the posts. They worked on this drill for 10 minutes. It's something that we saw the Winnipeg Jets have success with. They created havoc in front of the net looking for rebounds, and when they find the rebounds, they're able to put them in. So for me, that is the play that the Boston Bruins are going to try to utilize to win some of those net front battles and create some havoc in front of the net. They were not good enough getting to the middle of the ice in the last game, and they're going to have more of a focus on that here today.
We're talking with Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, live from Boston, based on yesterday's practice. Likely, obviously, that Robert Bortuzzo is back in after missing just the one game. Joel Edmondson likely out. Also, Vince Dunn, you got to think, with each game he plays, will get sharper and sharper after sitting out several with his mouth-jaw injury. What do you think about the Blues defensive pairs with some lineup tweaks there?
Yeah, you know what? I think you're going to see here in the final three games a little bit more of what you saw in game four. It's all going to be need-based. Alex Pietrangelo is going to log 27, 28 minutes. Colton Parayko is going to be up there as well. G. Bouwmeester will get the 24, 25. Although Vince Dunn had a terrific game for only playing 12 and a half. And, of course, Joel Edmondson played, I think it was under seven, maybe under eight, just under eight in the last game. So, you know, I think they're just Dunn has some more experience playing with Bortuzzo. Those two have played a lot together this season. Gunnarsson seems to play very well with Pietrangelo up on that top pairing. And I think they didn't like the last couple of games of Joel Edmondson. So they're going to go ahead and put in Robert Bortuzzo. And you know, they can get 8 to 10 to 12 minutes from Bortuzzo. You're going to have enough balanced minutes on your defense to be successful.
Curbs, you talked about that play with the Boston Bruins are working on, and it really has been a story in these playoffs. I don't know, maybe you disagree with me. One-timers aren't an option in the playoffs this year. You have to go in and get the dirty goals right now, and that's really where it's at right now.
True, but if you have the chance for the one-timer, that's the easiest way to get the puck through. You know, and if Grizzlick's in the lineup, you're going to see some of that, I think, tonight. So you're just going to have to win the battle to the front of the net. These teams are finding ways to get to the rebounds. That's how you scored the game-winning goal from Ryan O'Reilly. So these are not two rush-based teams. You know, the Dallas Stars, that was a rush-based team. The Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, maybe even the Columbus Blue Jackets to a degree, you know, Russia, get some good scoring off the rush. Yeah, you can get some scoring off the rush, but these are two teams that have to find a way to grind it out down low. And that's what a lot of people, I think, have misinterpreted this series. There were so many people that were just like, oh, you know, the Boston Bruins have such an edge in this series. And I'm going, oh, wait a minute. They play the similar style. It's just whoever's going to be the one to play it better. And we've seen both teams. We saw the Bruins do it in Game 1 and Game 3. We saw the Blues do it in Game 2 and Game 4. Both teams have had their punch-counterpunch success in this series by beating the other team to that style of game.
Curbs, appreciate the time as always, sir. Have a great call tonight.
Okay, guys, let's see if they can pull this one off. Stay out of the penalty box. It's going to be tough, I think, with the way this one's been called with a couple guys on it today. So discipline is going to be hugely important for the St. Louis Blues tonight, and if they can do that, they've given themselves a good chance.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. That's Chris Kerber, brought to us by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. Petromart, I used to go there a lot more when I was living in Brentwood. I still go there, but they have these great chicken wraps. They have the nice little fresh area with the sandwiches and the wraps and all that. Petromart.